You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever felt stuck in a rut, wondering if there's more to life than what you're experiencing? Do you long for a fresh start? A new beginning that breathes life into your weary soul? My friends, I have exciting news for you today. God is doing a new thing in your life right now, even as we speak. He's working behind the scenes, orchestrating circumstances and aligning opportunities that will propel you into a future brighter than you can imagine. Today, we'll explore how God is moving in fresh, unexpected ways to bring about transformation and renewal in your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine for a moment, you're on a hiking trail. You've walked 100 times before. Suddenly, you notice a hidden path that you've never seen, leading to breathtaking vistas and adventures unknown. That's what God is doing in your life right now, revealing new paths, new possibilities, and new horizons. In the book of Isaiah, 43 verse 19, God declares, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." My dear friends, God is making roads where there were none before. He's causing rivers of blessing to flow in the dry, barren places of your life. Are you ready to step into the new thing God is doing? Let's go deeper into this powerful truth and discover how it can transform your life today. My friends, let's begin by exploring how we can recognize the new things God is doing in our lives. Often, we're so caught up in our daily routines that we miss the subtle signs of God's fresh movements. But when we open our spiritual eyes, we start to see evidence of His work all around us. God's new thing might come as a sudden inspiration, an unexpected opportunity, or a shift in your circumstances. It could be a new passion ignited in your heart, or a door opening that you never even knew existed. The key is to stay alert and expectant, knowing that God is always at work on your behalf. In the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, we find a beautiful promise. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. This verse reminds us that God is eager to reveal new things to us when we seek Him. He wants to show us perspectives and possibilities we've never considered before. But to receive these revelations, we must be willing to call out to Him in prayer and expectation. My dear friends, God's new work often begins in the quiet corners of our hearts. It starts with a whisper, a gentle nudge, or a small seed of faith planted in our spirits. As we nurture that seed through prayer, study of His Word, and obedience, it grows into something beautiful and transformative. Remember, God's new thing isn't always flashy or dramatic. Sometimes it's a subtle shift in your thinking or a gradual change in your character. It might be a newfound peace in a difficult situation or a fresh burst of creativity in your work. The important thing is to recognize these changes as evidence of God's hand moving in your life. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This verse reminds us that as believers, we are constantly being renewed and transformed by God's power. The new thing that God is doing isn't just external circumstances. It's a profound inner work that changes who we are at our core. My friends, I encourage you to take a moment each day to reflect on the ways God might be moving in your life. Keep a journal of the small changes, the unexpected blessings, and the new insights you receive. Over time, you'll start to see a pattern of God's faithfulness and creativity in your journey. Don't be discouraged if you don't see dramatic changes overnight. God's new work often unfolds gradually, like a beautiful sunrise, slowly illuminating the sky. Trust in His perfect timing and His infinite wisdom. He knows exactly what you need and when you need it. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
We're reminded. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. This verse teaches us that while we may not always understand God's methods or timing, we can trust that He is working all things together for our good. My dear friends, as you go about your day, I challenge you to look for signs of God's new work in your life. It might be in a kind word from a stranger, a moment of clarity in a difficult decision, or an unexpected solution to a long-standing problem. Be open to the possibility that God is doing something fresh and exciting, even in the most ordinary moments of your day. Remember, God is not bound by our limited imagination or past experiences. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, capable of bringing forth new wonders we've never even dreamed of. In the book of Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, God declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Let these words sink deep into your spirit, my friends. God's plans for your life are far greater and more wonderful than anything you could devise on your own. His new thing is not just a slight improvement on your current situation. It's a radical transformation that will leave you in awe of His goodness and power. I want to encourage you to cultivate an attitude of expectancy and gratitude. Expect God to move in new and exciting ways in your life. Thank Him in advance for the fresh work He's doing, even if you can't see it fully yet. Your faith and gratitude will create an atmosphere where God's new thing can flourish and grow. My friends, now that we've learned to recognize God's new work, let's explore how we can fully embrace and participate in it. God's invitation to experience His new thing is not just a spectator sport. It requires our active engagement and cooperation. So how do we position ourselves to fully receive and flow with God's fresh moves in our lives? First and foremost, we must be willing to let go of the old to make room for the new. This can be challenging, as we often find comfort in familiar routines and ways of thinking. But God's new thing often requires us to step out of our comfort zones and into uncharted territory. In the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 38, Jesus teaches, "But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved." This verse illustrates the principle that God's new work often requires new mindsets and approaches. We can't fully experience God's fresh move if we're clinging to past patterns and beliefs. My dear friends, are there areas in your life where you've become stuck in old ways of thinking or doing? Ask God to reveal any attitudes or habits that might be hindering you from embracing God's new thing. Be willing to surrender these to God, trusting that His plans for you are far better than anything you're holding on to. Remember, God's new thing is not just about external circumstances, it's about inner transformation. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26, God promises, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." God wants to renew you from the inside out, giving you a heart that's soft and responsive to His leading. This inner renewal is key to fully embracing the new directions God has for your life. My friends, as you seek to embrace God's new thing, cultivate a spirit of flexibility and openness. Be willing to adapt your plans and expectations as God leads you in new directions. Sometimes God's new thing might look different from what we initially imagined or hoped for, but we can trust that His ways are higher and His plans are better than our own. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, we're encouraged. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. This verse reminds us that embracing God's new thing requires trust and surrender. We may not always understand the path that God is leading us on, but we can trust His guidance implicitly. My dear friends, as you step into God's new thing, be prepared for resistance and challenges. The enemy often tries to discourage us when we're on the brink of a breakthrough. Don't let setbacks or opposition shake your faith in what God is doing. Instead, see these challenges as opportunities to grow stronger in your faith and more dependent on God's power. In the book of James, 1 verses 2 to 4, we're taught, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." These verses remind us that the process of embracing God's new thing may involve trials, but these challenges are designed to refine and strengthen us. Another key aspect of embracing God's new thing is maintaining an attitude of expectancy and hope. Believe that God has good things in store for you, even when circumstances seem bleak. Your faith and positive expectation create an atmosphere where God's new thing can flourish. In the book of Jeremiah, 29 verse 11, God declares, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Let this promise fuel your hope and expectation as you step into God's new thing. My friends, embracing God's new direction also involves taking bold steps of faith. While God is the one doing the new thing, He often invites us to participate through obedient action. Is there a step of faith God is asking you to take? Perhaps it's forgiving someone who has hurt you, stepping out in a new ministry, or making a career change. Whatever it is, know that as you step out in obedience, God will meet you with His power and provision. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9, God encourages, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Let these words encourage you to step confidently into the new things God is doing. Remember, my dear friends, that embracing God's new thing is a journey, not a destination. It's a daily choice to trust God. Remain flexible and keep your eyes fixed on His leading. Some days, you may feel like you're making great progress. Other days, you might feel stuck or uncertain. But take heart. God is faithful to complete the good work He has begun in you. In the book of Philippians 1, verse 6, we're assured, "Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." My friends, embrace God's new thing with enthusiasm and joy. Don't let fear or uncertainty hold you back from the amazing plans that God has for you. Step into His new thing with confidence, knowing that the God of the universe is working on your behalf. My friends, Let's now focus on the amazing promise and hope that comes with embracing God's new thing in our lives. This promise is not just a distant hope, but a present reality that can transform our perspective and fuel our faith. First, we must understand that God's promise of new things is rooted in His unchanging character. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, God declares, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." This verse reminds us that while God is doing a new thing, His faithful nature remains constant. We can trust in His promises because He is always true to His word. My dear friends, when God promises to do a new thing in your life, it's not a maybe, it's a certainty. His promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. This assurance should fill us with hope and expectation, even when circumstances seem challenging. Embracing the promise of God's new thing requires us to cultivate a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. God is not limited by our current realities or past experiences. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, we're reminded, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Let this truth expand your vision of what's possible as you embrace God's new thing. My friends, the promise of God's new thing is not just about external blessings, but about inner transformation and renewed purpose. God wants to renew your mind, refresh your spirit, and reignite your passion for life and ministry. He's offering you a new perspective that sees possibilities where others see problems. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 16, we're encouraged, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." This verse reminds us that God's new thing is an ongoing process of inner renewal and growth. As we embrace this promise, we'll find ourselves becoming more like Christ each day. My dear friends, embracing the promise of God's new thing also involves letting go of past disappointments and failures. God's new thing is not limited by your history. He specializes in giving beauty for ashes and joy for mourning. Don't let past setbacks prevent you from embracing the fresh start God is offering you today. Don't forget the words from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 to 19, where God declares, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Let these words inspire you to look forward with hope, knowing that God is making a way where there seems to be no way. Another key aspect of embracing the promise of God's new thing is maintaining an attitude of gratitude and praise. Even before you see the full manifestation of God's new work, thank Him for what He's doing. Your praise creates an atmosphere where God's promises can flourish. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18, we're instructed, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Cultivate a habit of thanking God daily for the new thing He's doing in your life. My friends, as you embrace the promise of God's new thing, be prepared for divine acceleration. When God starts moving, things can change rapidly. Be ready to move with His timing, even if it feels faster than you're comfortable with. Trust that he will equip you for every new season and opportunity. Remember, the promise of God's new thing is not just for your benefit alone. As you experience God's fresh move, you become a beacon of hope for others. Your testimony of God's faithfulness can inspire faith in those around you. The promise of God's new thing is available to you right now. You don't have to wait for perfect circumstances or feel completely ready. God is inviting you to step into His new thing today, with all its promise and potential. Will you embrace the promise of God's new thing with open arms and an expectant heart? The choice is yours, and the adventure awaits. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your majesty fills the heavens, and your glory fills the earth. I stand in awe of your infinite wisdom and boundless love. You are the God who makes all things new, the Creator who speaks life into existence. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, for your unwavering presence in my life. I'm grateful for your constant guidance and the new opportunities you provide each day. Thank you for your promise to do a new thing in my life. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and create in me a clean heart. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness, anger, and resentment. Lord, I pray that you would open my spiritual eyes to see the new thing you're doing in my life. Help me to recognize your fresh moves and align myself with your divine purposes. Give me the courage to step out of my comfort zone and into the new territories you're calling me to. I declare that old things have passed away and all things have become new in my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of stagnation and complacency. I bind every force that seeks to keep me tied to the past in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for a renewed mind that can comprehend the vastness of your plans for me. Transform my thinking and align my desires with your perfect will. Let your new thing spring forth in every area of my life, in my relationships, the work of my hands, and my personal growth. Lord, equip me with everything I need for this new season. I pray for your healing touch upon every part of my body, soul, and spirit. Make me whole and restore me to full health in the name of Jesus. I ask for your divine protection against every attack of the enemy, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. Shield me from harm, disease, and every evil plot. Lord, I lift up my loved ones before you. I pray that the same blessings of renewal, healing, and protection would be upon them. Let your new thing manifest in their lives as well, bringing transformation and joy. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I'm grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other and for the new thing you're doing in our midst. We declare victory over every obstacle and challenge in our lives. We claim the promise of your healing and restoration for each one of us. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh and empower us to walk in the newness of life. We thank you for your protection and guidance as we step into the new territories you're leading us to. May we be sensitive to your leading and bold in our obedience. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, It opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.